This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. As baseball fans probably know, the Washington Nationals came to the U.S. by way of Canada. They used to be the Montreal Expos, and they left behind their name, their logo, their uniforms.
And maybe most importantly, their mascot, Yuppie.
That's our Canadian friend, Andrew Norton. He has a special connection to Yuppie.
Yuppie, spelled Y-O-U-P-P-I and always with an exclamation mark. It's French for yippee, you know, like yuppie.
Yuppie looks like an orange-haired, bearded lumberjack crossed with a Sasquatch wearing a baseball jersey. You can picture that, right?
It's actually my dad who had the special connection to Yuppie. He'd light up when we'd see him at Expos games, and he'd look for him on TV. So, a little bit about my dad. He was the boring dad. He always fell asleep at the movies, and at our house, we subscribed to the one newspaper that didn't have a comic section. Yuppie brought out this side of my dad that we just didn't recognize, his long-repressed, whimsical side.
And it's not just Andrew's dad. So many grown adults can't resist hugging and posing for selfies with mascots. Even though it's just someone in a costume, they're entranced.
The definition of a mascot, like it comes from actually the French word masco, a little slang word, which actually means witch.
That's AJ Mass, writer for ESPN.com and author of a book all about sports mascots called Yes, It's Hot in Here. According to AJ, the word mascot came to America in the late 1800s through a French opera.
That was called La Mascotte.
The opera is about a down-on-his-luck farmer who's visited by this girl named Bettina. As soon as she rolls up, magically his crops start doing well and his life turns around. All thanks to this mysterious woman.
And it became very popular in the United States, and the terminology kind of caught on where people realized and recognized that mascot means a good luck charm.
And this idea of a mascot fit right in with the notoriously superstitious world of pro baseball.
You know, there were situations where, like, there'd be a kid in the stand who would smile at a baseball player in a slump. He'd get a base hit, and he'd give the kid tickets for the next day. And suddenly he'd go on a big hitting streak, and so he would be like, hey, I want this kid to hang around all the time. And that's kind of where mascots became these human good luck charms.
Like John the Orange Man, who was, well, a man who sold oranges outside the stadium at Harvard, and Yale adopted Handsome Dan, a bulldog they walked out onto the field before games.
It was pretty much all animals and bystanders until the Second World War. That's when one baseball game altered the idea of mascots in sports.
Yeah, this game took place in Hawaii, and it was an exhibition game made up of service members. Pitching was kind of a lanky, goofy-looking guy by the name of Max Patkin. The legendary Joe DiMaggio steps up to the plate and hits a massive home run off him.
The story goes that the ball went into the Pacific Ocean.
And Patkin just snaps. He jumps off the mound. This is the pitcher, okay? He jumps off the mound and runs after DiMaggio.
People thought he was like going to attack him or something, but actually he just ran behind him mimicking his home run trot. And the crowd just went nuts.
So he kept doing this act throughout those service league exhibition games as a pitcher. And when the war was over, Patkin stopped being a pitcher and was hired by the Cleveland Indians to do his thing at home games to help draw in crowds.
It was the first time a mascot did more than just stand around being lucky.
I think that's the power of a mascot. The mascot gets to go where the fan can't. They live vicariously through the mascot.
I think a big part of it for my dad was this aspect of living vicariously. Yuppie was his spirit animal. Yuppie could belly slide across the Expos dugout, take the ump to task while the whole stadium cheered him on. Yuppie is a fun dude. And I can see that maybe, secretly, my dad was too.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Andrew Norton, with Sam Greenspan, Katie Mingle, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.